Today on episode 91, our Dennis Rodman episode of Typical Chicago Fans, we have Sinkers and Floaters, the TCF Sports Minute, our weekly NFL pick show, over-unders, everyday Madden ratings, and our New Year's resolutions. Let's roll. Welcome to episode 91 of Typical Chicago Fans, our Dennis Rodman episode, my favorite Bulls player of the 90s. I am Boomy on Twitter, at BoomyTCF. Make sure to follow the main page, at Typical_Chicago. Check out Facebook and Instagram. Type in Typical Chicago Fans. Give those pages a like and a follow. Head over to YouTube. Subscribe to the page there for all of our content in video form. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, we are there. So make sure you follow us on those as well. But make sure you follow the guys that I am joined with tonight. That is Zach at ZLiliaTCF. And, of course, Maddie at Schools_01. Today's episode is brought to you by friends over at 26shirts.com Chicago. Head over to their website, 26shirts.com/Chicago, and check out some of the coolest Chicago sports merchandise around. They've got everything from the shirts you see right behind me, hats, hoodies, flags, whatever you need, they have it. If you forgot to get Christmas gifts or need some extras, head over to their website. Use promo code TypicalChicagoFans at checkout for 15% off of your order. If you love our show, love good Chicago sports merch, love helping out different organizations that help the community, like I said, over 26shirts.com Chicago, pick up some gear and help out some good causes. Use promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off of your order. Boys, episode 91, we're here. It's almost New Year's. It's almost 2021. How are we feeling?
Not the best. Most of my Chicago teams aren't doing very well. The Chicago Cubs are just trading everybody. The Bulls, not very good. The Blackhawks, not going to be very good. And the Bears, we play the Packers, and if we win, we make the playoffs. If we lose, we might also still make the playoffs. But if they don't make the playoffs, Boomy, it's going to be a tough rest of the winter because the winter is going to be cold and mean with no sports teams to really root for.
You're going to have to, like, hitch your trailer to the, the Illinois wagon and just ride it because
– Nope.
It might be a cold couple months for you, Big Z.
I don't really want to,
It's understandable. Maybe Northwestern's playing well. You could become a Northwestern guy. Maddie, how you doing, my man?
I'm kind of with Zach. I've been better. My team sucked. Carolina lost again tonight. Thanks for recording on another game in which they were playing. I appreciate it. Seems to be a trend. Whatever. The world sucks. It's just we can't leave our houses still. And nothing's fun anymore, and everybody hates each other. And outside of that, though, we're really killing it here. So I'm bringing the optimism tonight, if you can't tell, boys.
Outside it is just – it's cold and
icy. Yeah, it's cold. It's icy. My driveway is an ice skating rink. I had to basically slide down my driveway to get my garbage cans tonight to bring them back in. So – that was enjoyable. Thought I was going to break my neck, which might as well add like a hospital trip injury to the list. My snowblower wouldn't fire up last night either, boys. The one I bought last year.
Got to keep that thing primed up, Maddie.
I had the stable in the tank and everything, boys. It's not doing the trick apparently. So yeah, did the starter fluid trick. It's not working. I don't know. I'm a little perturbed about that. So. Things are not going well right now.
$1 million word too. I love it. Yeah, I hear it. We decided not to cook dinner tonight, so I went to run into town to get food, and it's literally 3 miles from my house, and it took me 12 minutes to get there. So that was not enjoyable, but the food was good, so I can't complain too much. Let's jump right into it. As always, leading off the show, sinkers and floaters. I'll start with my sinker, and that is the male genitalia. And that is because a New York man had to be rushed to the hospital because for some reason that they didn't specify in the article, he severed his own off. He just cut his own wiener off, and I'm not really sure why. They really don't have an explanation, but they responded. This 50-year-old man's roommate called the police at about 11:45 a.m. the other day, told them that a man that he lived with cut his own arm, and they showed up and found out that
it third arm.
Not his arm, but it was in fact his genitals. He actually took not only his member, but one of the boys downstairs as well, and he discarded them in an upstairs toilet for some reason. Pointed out the obvious, and they said they found a massive amount of blood inside the second floor bathroom. You think? I could have told you that. He also, like I said, he cut off one of the boys too. We're not really sure why. The man told police he's bipolar and schizophrenic. He added that he has been without his medication for 7 months. So just a bad scene. But they also ended the article with the funniest sentence that I've read in all of 2020. It says, and I quote, it is not clear if his genitalia was found. So,
All right. I want to make a point. I'm not trying to make light of mental health.
Yes, exactly.
This guy has. With that said, that's the obvious thing. You know, I think we are going to all agree with that. We start talking, cutting off your own dick. I come on, man. Like, that's just.
It's just one of those stories.
You were not kidding when you said pre-show that you were taking us to a different place for the Sinkers and Floaters.
Well, Maddie, you've never watched the episode of Workaholics, so.
I haven't.
That's a great episode.
All right. Fair enough.
That is a great episode. But, like, it's one of those things, like, I read the headline and I just could not resist reading it. And, like, that's, you said, fine. I'm not here to make light of mental health issues. That's not the point. But the fact of the matter is like, that happened, and it is absolutely wild. Yeah. And if that's not enough of, like, a poster child as to, like, like the help that people need, I don't know what more is.
You're right, Boomy.
I got nothing. Got nothing.
Like, anytime they go to, like, Congress for funding on this stuff, just show them this article and be like, yep,
and give them more money. They need.
Yeah, exactly. All the funding. What do you guys need? We'll write the check. We can't have people out here doing this.
Do you want to go, Zach, or do you want to take? You want me to go?
The sinker, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Shoveling.
It
makes no sense.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I could have shoveled last night, and then I didn't, and then it got icy, and then it was even. I mean, this was the heaviest snow I've ever seen.
Yeah, because it froze. Like, the top 4 inches of it just froze. It was shoveling ice.
And then I had a snowblower, but it wouldn't even work because of the ice. Unbelievable.
Well, that's just it. Wait till you get to the end of the driveway after the plows come through and everything. And
I've never lived in town where, like, you've noticed it.
And it's like, what the heck? To a literal, like, cavern of ice that you're driving on top of.
Yeah, especially with my driveway, it's got, like, a little dip to it, so, like, it just all sits down in there. I'm just gonna have a sheet of ice.
It's like a spoon. No, okay, well, my sinker, boys, and it's not gonna be any organization, any person, any family, any person specific, but mine is people who obviously have lots of money, clearly make and made money on the backs of a lot of other people, maybe on the backs of a lot of their customers, you might say, a lot of their players, and or athletes. I'm not anybody in particular. I'm just throwing it out there. But then you cry poor when the chips are on the table. And it's not the Ricketts family. It's not any other professional baseball family, a person who may or may own or operate an entire conglomerate on the north side of Chicago, tucked in a small little neighborhood. It's not anybody that may fit that stereotype. Just saying, generally speaking, anybody who fits that mold is my sinker now and forever, because you gave us maybe 2016 and that was it. You greedy sons of bitches. That's all I can say.
Billionaires crying poor is literally.
And then you took Yu Darvish from us.
And they're taking everything away. And it's not the players who are there left. We know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about anyway, by the way. And I wasn't on the show the last two nights for the morning shows. And I want to get my 2 cents in on this because I am dead sick and tired of this organization because I grew up with this. I grew up when they were run by the Tribune Company. It was the same thing. It was the same song and dance that is these half-ass organizations, half-ass teams, bullshit rosters, just, you know, half measures in the pitching rotation. And that's all it's going to continue to be. We got our little – why the hell do you think Theo left? Theo didn't leave because of a 10-year rule. Theo left because he saw the writing on the wall and saw exactly what was going to happen. And he's not going to be a part of an organization that's going to be run like this. Sorry, give him the wallet to spend or don't, and he's going to be out. And that's what you get with Jed Hoyer. Because I'm sorry, Jed Hoyer is not a very good GM in San Diego. We'll just put it that way. When he had his first draft, and you know, it's depressing. And then the organization trots out this: "We're going to compete. We're going to compete with what?"
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, and I've said this. You know, we've even discussed. You know, owners that are asking. You know, for public funds to build stadiums, and then when they do. Like this and crying poor, despite the fact that, yeah, you might, they claim to have lost, you know, $1 billion in the last 12 months. Okay. You're still billionaires. You're still in the 1%. So you crying poor to your fan base when people actually are poor is just an absolute slap in the face. It's ignorant.
That's just it. And we know damn well they made a lot of money in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
So, and they've made a lot of money before this, and they've made a lot of money in their business expenditures. So I'm sorry, you can absorb the loss with the ticket revenue that you've lost in the last season and a half when you're the Cubs.
Exactly.
Certain organizations maybe can't. The Cubs sure as hell can.
Just look at Wrigleyville.
Don't sell me on this crap.
Look how different Wrigleyville is now.
And if the right thing to do is tear it down and rebuild, fine. Just don't tell me it's not that.
Yeah, don't tell me 3 years later that area with all that new area, like, that you have no money. It's like, what about the hotel and the bar and restaurant you have? Like, you weren't, like, making a lot of extra money with that? Like, come on.
The players need to be better, yes. The players do need to be better.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point...
Well, the trade is help
either. When you know the backing that you're getting from the front office is clearly not there.
Yeah. Well, like you said, Matt, and Zach, you made a point too. Like, it's one of my favorite old adages: "Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's rain." You know, like you have more money than, you know. Like I said, 99% of people, you've got fans who are scrounging up, you know, $100 to, you know, sit in the top row of the upper deck to, you know, watch one game, and then you're out here crying poor despite the fact you have billions of dollars. Piss off. That drives me absolutely nuts.
Right.
Let's move into our floaters. Very well said, Maddie. My floater is completely unrelated, and that's Brexit. I don't know how much you guys follow European politics, but Brexit has been going on in Europe, and it's finally passed. Its deadline was the end of today, December 31st. And the reason that I had to make sure I noted it is because this has been going on since 2016. Since before the Cubs won the World Series, the United Kingdom has been trying to leave the European Union. And It's just now happening. So 4 years later, Brexit, if you follow the news, you're probably tired of seeing it, but you won't have to see it anymore because it's done and over with. So good for England, good for the United Kingdom, good for the European Union, I guess. We don't have to see about it in the news anymore.
I wonder how many people who will either watch or listen to this will be like, oh, finally. That's out of the news, because I think nobody.
That's just because you're uncultured. Like,
Watch
the news once.
No.
We started that whole thing off with, I don't know how much you guys pay attention to European politics. Dude, I've been trying to bury American politics as far out of my fucking mind as humanly possible. I'm not going to add British politics to it. So you can keep the dump. You can keep your dumpster fires to yourself, my man.
But it, I'm telling you, though, British politics is hilarious because Parliament, they just, like, we think that, you know, senators and representatives get, like, testy in Congress. They literally just yell over each other for, like, 3 hours.
When they call each other piss ants and stuff like that.
Yes, and they, like, don't hold back. And they can just sit there and scream at each other. And it happens quite frequently. And in the British voice, it's pure comedy. It's like an old Benny Hill movie.
Hey, take your word for it, man.
But Brexit finally over. Big news of the day.
I still can't believe that you said that.
I can't believe that you have no idea what I'm talking about.
That is unreal, though.
No, it's not. It's world politics. It's very important.
I apologize. but my Florida boys.
Your sincerity. That was the weakest I'm sorry I've ever heard.
My floater is our sports life over here the next few days. We got college football Friday, and then Sunday. Sunday is just going to be amazing. Amazing.
Yes. And
it's just going to be a nice little combination. You have New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then you got the weekend. It's just like with Christmas and Christmas Eve, it went right into the weekend again. So we're excited. I'm excited for this Sunday. Just sit down from noon to about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night and just watch football, because it's all going to be exciting, because even that Sunday night football game will mean a lot.
Absolutely. That's a good one, man. I think that's – we've talked about this how many times, you know, about the return of sports, and, like, this feels like a culmination day. Kind of everything's going on at once. So,
you know, college football playoffs on Friday.
Yep.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
My floater's going to piggyback off Zach a little bit here. And some of mine is the fact that now in Illinois, at least, finally, we have online gambling. We have online fantasy sports, you know, daily fantasy sports, all that stuff. Because of my sports teams all being complete and utter dog shit this year, I would have zero interest in sports otherwise. Like, because I'm just not going to saddle up and, you know, maybe pay attention to the Colorado State Fresno State college basketball game that took place at 3 o'clock this afternoon. But a part of me paid attention to that today for some godforsaken reason. So I'm just going to say things like that have made my life a little bit more enjoyable. So I'm just going to, like I said, and I'm looking forward, like Zach said, you know, this week ahead of us is going to be really good. Week 17 in the NFL, you got bowl games, you got NBA games, you got college buckets, you got, you know, conference games and college basketball. So the table's set for another really enjoyable weekend from a sports standpoint, at the very least.
Very well said. Couldn't agree more. Going to be a great weekend.
So 2020 will be over.
That's true. Right. All our problems are going to go away.
That might be. Yeah. I know it's a running joke at this point too, but can you just not wait for the, I'm so glad 2020 is behind me, social media posts, because that is going to just be an absolute just slop.
Oh, just slop. Yeah. 100%. It's already started. If you haven't noticed yet,
people, I can't wait to find out how much better 2021 is going to be for me.
It's not going to be any better. I did see a good one. It was like, as soon as the ball drops and everybody thinks that everything's going to get better, and then they just start playing the Purge sound from the movies. I was like, I like that more.
The countdown.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the hell? Why not? Let's jump into it, though. Like you guys said, we have a huge weekend of sports ahead of us, but we got to jump into the most pressing one. We got Bears. We got Packers Sunday afternoon at Soldier Field. Bears are playing for their lives. Packers playing for the one seed. How are you guys feeling? We're a little over 48 hours away from kickoff. How are you guys feeling?
Nervous. Very nervous.
I have a problem that I think I'm going to have a big problem of restricting my alcohol intake on Sunday afternoon because I'm getting tense already. I know I'm going to be really tense on Sunday.
And it's not till 3:25.
I know. Yeah. I know. And you got a good slate of AFC games that matter before it. So it's not like it's going to be unenjoyable football. Sunday is going to be electric.
Probably
yes, it will be.
I mean, it's like you said, it's just the culmination of the whole season coming down to 1 week. And with the expanded playoffs, you know, everything's a little bit more wide open.
As for the Packers-Bears game, though, too, Boomy, I know that's how you actually started. I already went down a different rabbit hole with that. But me personally, I'm a little worried, obviously. Aaron Rodgers likes to absolutely stick it to the Bears whenever he possibly can. Bakhtiari said on the radio today, made it very apparent they want to. They like to beat the Bears. They like to ruin the Bears' chances. They like to ruin the Bears' fans' hopes. I don't blame them. If I was a Packer player, I would love to do the same thing to a fan base. I would love to do that to other fan bases. I think that'd be awesome. However, I do think Green Bay is beatable. I think they're a very, very good team. Dynamite offense. Davante Adams is going to be a problem. And
yeah.
I'm not looking forward to that. And you just hope that, you know, the defense starts kind of playing back to how they were earlier in the season with a little bit more focus. I think it's gotten to the point where the offense has kind of made it up. You know, I think it's one of those things. Hey, guys, we're all even now. We've done our part. You've done your part. Now let's go win a game when it matters, really. And
yeah.
So you can start playing meaningful football. Because really, at the end of the day, it's what you want to keep doing. You just want to keep staying alive. And
yep.
I think desperation plays a part. I think desperation.
I was going to say that as well. You know, the hungry dog eats.
Hungry dogs run faster.
Hungry dogs run faster.
It's going to apply, I think, big time this week. I do feel good. I feel good being a Bears fan that they're going to win. What I don't want to do, and I think the Saints are a worse matchup for the Bears, personally. I think they're, like, just from a team standpoint, talent standpoint, I think the Saints present more problems for the Bears. However, I don't want to play the Packers 2 weeks in a row, if that makes sense. So I'd rather play the Saints this time solely because I don't want to play Green Bay 2 weeks in a row because that's a problem. Let's not kid ourselves.
And especially, like you said, the Bears do get in there and play the Packers, it'll be because they beat the Packers this weekend and having, you know, that kind of fuel to the fire for, you know, a team that obviously interdivision rivals, not something you necessarily want to toss on that, you know, smoking fire you have.
Right. Totally agree.
Whatever it takes.
That's right. Whatever if it takes a cracked rib, you know, a little, one of those little 15 yarder, but results in somebody not playing next week. You know, sometimes you got to do.
Zach, what about you? How are you feeling?
We're going to win. I'm excited. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what am I supposed to say? I'm supposed to get up here and say we're going to lose? No, I think we're going to win. I think they have the momentum. It's a big game. Yes, it's a big game for both teams. But I think the Bears defense, they need to come to play. And they usually do against the Packers. But the last time we played the Packers, the offense did not come to play. We need the offense to be there on Sunday running the ball. Run the ball.
What you don't want to do if you're the Bears is give up a touchdown on the first drive like you seem to every time you lose to this team. It seems like Rodgers, and it started with Jordy Nelson for a long time. It was like a Jordy Nelson barrage on the first drive of every game, and he'd scamper in for a touchdown. And it's continued on to the next one and the next one. Now you just, like, don't want Davante Adams or Tonyan to be that guy that's getting the easy touchdown on the 3 minute drive to start the game, and it's, you know, 12 minutes to go in the first, you're already down 7-0.
Yeah,
that is a killer when you're playing this team. You cannot let that happen.
The Bears need to slow this thing down. I mean, I'm looking at the Packers schedule, and they've scored, you know, over 30 points you know, it feels like every week. And if the Bears can slow it down, I mean, I know that's asking for a lot, but that's that. I feel like that's the only hope that the Bears have is to not let this thing get into, you know, quote unquote track meet, because like you said earlier, Matt, the Packers had that explosive offense. But I agree. I'm not, as a Packers fan, I definitely think we're going to win easily, but it, looking at it objectively, there's ways that the Bears can stay in this, and then you just never know. You let it come down to a couple plays here or there, and really back to what you said, Matt, the, you know, the hungry dogs running faster, and the Bears, you know, yeah, the Packers have a one seed to play for, but when you win or lose, the Packers are going to the playoff.
And they're playing at home next week, either way.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that might come into play, but I still think the Packers win by over 10, but we'll see. Ooh. It's going to be a good game. That wild of a thing to say.
I think it is.
All right. Let's see. We talked about the Cubs. We don't really need to get into that as much, but we did have history made tonight. Something that just popped up, actually. Becky Hammon becomes the first ever head coach in an NBA game, for obviously being a woman. Pretty impressive. And I know that she's been a candidate for – we actually, I think, talked about her when the Bulls opening the head coach position came open. So that was right. Pretty –
I think it's awesome. I think,
yeah.
You know, frankly, it's one of those things, like, I have a bunch of nieces. Anything to show them that you can do whatever the hell you set your mind to, boy, girl, whoever it is, I think is important. I think people like that need to be, put in a spotlight a little bit, like she's getting. And whether it was because of an ejection or not, she's second in line to Greg Popovich, and I don't care who the hell you are, that matters. So. If you don't respect her acumen as a basketball coach at this point, then you can just go ahead and just never give your opinion, because it's got a lot of holes in it, from the way I look at it. But, you know, kudos to her. Kudos to the Spurs for not being afraid to, you know, do something different.
Yeah,
well, how quickly Popovich got kicked out tonight. That probably happened a lot more this year.
That would shock me, because I think there's things in life that guy would rather do than coach basketball all the time.
Guy's had a hell of a career, but like you said, Becky played in the WNBA for how many years? Was an All-American at Colorado State. I mean, she's been coaching the NBA since 2014. And we've talked about it in the past too. You know, there was the one woman who coached for the 49ers in the Super Bowl last year. We had a female official in a playoff game. And obviously you see more and more female officials across the board. So pretty cool. And the Blackhawks have recently hired, we talked about this back, I believe in September, hired a female on the personal development side. So, pretty interesting, and you know, like you said, Matt, always good to see progress being made.
Definitely.
Bulls get their first year. The big news before we move on from sports, the Bulls 1-0 on the road, undefeated on the road. Big win over the Washington Wizards.
Who are also they came into the game with no wins.
Yeah, they're bad. Oh yeah, very bad.
Play some defense.
Yeah, this is going to be a struggle with this team all year, and we touched on it last night, Zach, that they're going to have to score in like the 120s and 130s, because they were up 14 points with 3 minutes and 58 seconds, and cut it down to, I believe, 7 or 8, maybe 9, and it's just on easy plays. But they'll have another chance. They play Washington today on New Year's Eve. So it'd be one of those things with such a young core, you want to see them be able to build that confidence and carry over one game to the next. Like, there's a part of you that feels, after all these, you know, how many years of just bad basketball on the Bulls, that they're just going to fall flat on their face in today's game. You want to see with a new coach, you know, a new GM, a new staff, everything, you want to see that carryover. Hey, we did this right on Tuesday. Let's do this right again on Thursday. Here's what the things we did, you know, piss poorly on Tuesday. Let's fix those on Thursday. It's the carryover game to game, week to week, month to month. I'm definitely interested to see what the Bulls will do today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And the Blackhawks, one last thing before we move on, the Blackhawks will probably finish last in the NHL this year if we don't see Jonathan Tate.
I don't want to talk about it, Boomy.
It's, man,
Kirby
it's
Doc, Kirby Doc not playing hockey this year because Stan Bowman told him to go play in the World Juniors is a mistake that can alter the landscape of an organization for a long time. And it doesn't sound like the Taves – the illness that he has, it doesn't sound COVID, but it sounds like it's not good. And it sounds like he's going to be out for a really long time too. And
I'm going into it not expecting to see
David Kampf and Carl Soderberg.
That's great if you're the Rochford Ice Hogs.
That's not good if you're them. But
yeah, you're right.
The bigger issue, man, is going to be you better make sure you're going to get one of those top two or three picks then, because if you don't, it's all for nothing. And you don't have a goaltender this year. You let Corey Crawford walk for nothing.
$2 million.
Your best defenseman is aging 37 year old.
That is old.
Your number one and number two centers are that's sports old. Leave me alone. your number one and two centers are obviously out for a long, long time. And you have Patrick Kane, and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I said to Zach last night. We're going to need Patrick
Kane. Opening night, too. You get the Lightning, by the way.
On national TV. Yeah, have fun.
It's going to be ugly. You got a dog shit coach. You got a dog shit front office running it. Things aren't good for the Hawks, man. Things aren't good.
Not good indeed, Maddie. Let's move in. We have week 17 this weekend, the most important week in the NFL, not only for the games going on, but it is also our week 17 NFL pick show. And I was nice enough to pick two bad weeks of pick in a row to let you guys back into this thing. I went 3-4 last week. Zach went 5-2 and Matt went 5-2. You're welcome. No need to thank me. My record is 53-45-2, and Zach is at 50-46-4, and Matt is at 51-47-2. So this week, since there is no third. But see, that's exactly why I let you guys get back in this, because it's adorable that you think that you're still in. This week, no Thursday.
That you think that you let us back in it. That's what's adorable.
That's all on which way you look at it. It's all perspective here. No Thursday night game, no Monday night game. So we're going to pick two noon games, 2 3 o'clock or afternoon games, and then the Sunday night game. I will get things started. Do you guys want me to do both of my noon games?
Yep. Yes.
All right. I will take New England -2. They stink. Don't get me wrong. I am not trying to make an argument that they are good, but they play the Jets. This is probably the bad pick because the Jets, I believe, fired Adam Gase, and usually teams play for that guy, the interim coach. But New England -3.5 at home versus the Jets. I'll be honest. I hope they start Jared Stidham because Cam Newton is very bad at football. I am also going to take the Baltimore Ravens -12. It's a lot of points, but the Ravens have to – I believe they have to win to get into the playoffs, and not assuming that, some of the other teams lose. But Baltimore is in a dire situation. I think they're going to win. I think they're going to get themselves into the playoffs. Give me the Ravens -12.
Let me see here.
If you pricks just start picking against the opposite of mine, we're going to have problems. This spreadsheet will disappear real fast.
I'm sure it already has. I'm not worried about that.
I will take my ball and go home.
Let's not kid ourselves. I'm actually going to take the New York football Giants at home plus the 1.5. Interdivision home underdog. A lot on the line for them. Win and have a chance to get to the playoffs. So. I'm going to take the Giants there, plus the 1.5. Zach, you want to go, or you want me to take the other one?
You can take your other one.
I'm gonna go with Tampa, or excuse me, Atlanta playing in, against Tampa. Another division underdog. This one on the road, though. I think Tampa is pretty much locked into where they are for the playoff spot. Not gonna be playing much. I think Atlanta's got a lot of young guys still on their roster. Raheem Morris, the coach, playing, you know, trying to scrap and fight to see if he can get the head coaching job next year, get the interim job label lifted. Atlanta showed me something the last few weeks. They haven't lied down like dogs that you know, that they could have certain weeks after kind of being eliminated pretty early. Still,
they've been playing for Raheem Morris. I'll give him that.
That's what I'm saying. Something well. That's why I'm going to ride the Falcons of that one at noon. I got 6.5 for that one.
Yep.
What do you have it at?
That's what I had it at.
So yeah, I will take the Browns -10. It's a big game. They just lost to the Jets. They need to get this to make the playoffs. I'm saying Browns by 2 touchdowns, hopefully. And then, you know what, Boomy? I will go against you in one game. I take Jets +3.
Alrighty.
Gase got fired, so maybe they're playing for whoever.
Whoever the interim may be.
Wouldn't shock me. Gase is a lunatic.
Yeah, that guy is a psychopath. I'm going to take Packers -5.
Bears +5.5. So,
oh, I love it.
I'll also take.
He just sniped you big time, dude.
Rams +3.
He just sniped you. That was awesome.
In my other 3-5 game, I've got New England -6.5. They are jockeying for position, and Carolina stinks. So give me New Orleans -6.5. They probably will be playing the first team the whole time. And I think it was a fluke win last week for the Panthers over the football team and the Saints. Going to make things competitive, going to make things interesting at the top of the NFC.
What do you have the Tennessee Titans at, Boomy? I'm just curious.
I have them at -7.5.
Okay. Okay. Wanted to make sure you weren't going to screw me there. I got them 7.5, too. I'm going to take the Titans. Texans are literally playing for nothing. J.J. Watt's begging for people to try to play football hard. And it's just, you know, one of those teams, Romeo Crennel is never going to, it just never seems like teams play for that guy. I don't know why.
Yeah. Really great coordinator, not a good head coach.
Yeah. Seems like a super nice guy, too. Like, every interview you hear with the guy is, like, positive and has a great outlook on coaching. It just, his teams just stink all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm going to take the Titans. Still jockeying for a spot there, too. Derrick Henry probably should run wild.
You said you took the Giants, right?
I took the Giants at noon, yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Giants? No problem. Giants and Falcons at noon. And then I've taken the Titans at 3 o'clock. Other 3 o'clock game. I'm going to take Denver. And I don't know why I'm going to take Denver.
That game I just can't get a read on, man.
I'm going to take Denver solely because that thing flipped from they were a 3-point home favorite. Now they're a 2-point dog. Interdivision home dog. I don't see why people on that team wouldn't be. I, from what I know, Drew Locke is still playing, so it's not like they're starting to sit all their players. Another Fangio's announced that he's coming back next year as the head coach again for Denver, so a reason to be optimistic for that team. So I'm going to go with them. I think the Raiders probably have tossed in the towel, is what it feels like this year.
And then the Sunday night game, the only regularly timed game, game we didn't think we were going to get. I'll take the Eagles +1.5 at home. They have a chance to ruin the playoff chances for the Washington football team. I don't really like either. They seem to be honest with you. I just kind of went with the home dog. So
same.
Give me Philly.
I agree. Give me Philly with a 1.5.
I'll take the football team.
Solely because you wanted to say I want the football team, because it's still the best way to describe a team in the NFL.
I hope they never change it.
I agree. I'm with you. I think they should keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're definitely one of one. There's no, there's nothing like it. I mean, like
absolutely,
the Chicago basketball team. It is. I still don't know how I feel about it, but I agree with you guys. I don't think they should change it. All right, let's get into some segments. We've got over-unders. If you don't remember how this goes, folks, we give out a proposition, and we tell whether we think it is overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated. We're going to keep this thing kind of winter-slash-holiday themed, and I will I'm going to let one of you guys start.
Matt, winter slash holiday themed. I'm gonna say giving gifts, overrated or underrated?
Underrated. Everybody says, you know, that getting gifts is so good.
No, giving GIV.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's
right. I want to make sure you heard me. I'm sorry.
But getting, you know, Christmas is great because of the presents, but you know, there's nothing better than getting someone something that you know that they will like or that they need. And they have no idea you're getting it for them. And it's definitely, you can't like duplicate that feeling, you know?
I'm going to go with properly rated.
Okay.
I'm going to go with overrated for the same exact opposite reasons that Boomy said, because it breaks your wallet. It breaks your bank account. It breaks your soul. It breaks your energy going out getting presents, wrapping them.
Online shopping, Matt.
This year we did it differently, obviously, with COVID. We just did Amazon, paid for the gift wrapping from them, so it was a little bit easier. But my God, that ain't cheap. All in honesty, it's awesome giving gifts, but you know what I mean.
Like, yeah, there's a lot. I completely understand what you're saying.
In my opinion. So I'm going to say, like, it's not all great. Let's just put it that way.
Don't hate that. I will go with mine. I don't know how much you guys do this, but I'm going to go with the white elephant gift exchange.
Overrated. You got to be kidding me.
That was the one?
Yes. Yes, I was just thinking about that.
How does that even happen? That's outstanding.
Oh, man.
That's outstanding.
All right, I'll find another one. You can have that one, Zach.
It's overrated.
It is overrated. Thank you. I couldn't agree more, because you might get the best gift,
but like, I want a gift that is for me.
Yes, I agree.
I can't believe you took.
Well, I was gonna say overrated, but maybe it's properly rated because both of you guys think it stinks. I think it stinks, so I think maybe it's properly rated that it stinks.
You're just going the fact that we're both idiots and you can't agree with us.
I mean maybe it's properly rated. Because
yeah,
I agree with you guys.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know, I don't know, man. Like, it's not bad. I don't like necessarily hate it.
Because especially when you're an awesome gift giver like I am, and like it sounds like the thing you pride yourselves in. I don't want your dog shit bottle of wine that you pulled out of your cabinet because it's got like a half naked chick on it. That's what's funny. Like, that's not what I want. Give me a Nerf gun. You know what I mean? Like,
Thank you, Matt. That's exactly what I'm saying, because. And also, like, I'm not here to fight the equality of the white elephant gift, but, like, you could go out and, like, spend time, spend money, like, spend, like, the time even just thinking about it, and then someone's like, oh, I ran to Walmart yesterday and got this, you know, liquor box set because I forgot.
Right.
I'm just kind of out on them. Let's see. What else can we do? Overrated, underrated? Oh, here's one. Winter ice or de-icing your sidewalks, overrated or underrated?
It's underrated because it needs to be done.
Does it?
Underrated completely. I just used a ton of ice on my sidewalks and blacktop tonight because it was literally an ice skating rink. So
I guess this is different for me. Like,
I'm going to tell you too.
How is it different for you?
If you'll let me explain instead of cutting me off for the third time in 5 minutes.
No, wait. I have not cut you off at all.
That's usually me.
Yeah. Anyway.
What were you saying?
So living out in the country, it's just a pain in the ass. You want me to hang out? You two can just do this alone if you want, buddy.
Oh!
He's dog walking you. He butted you.
Maybe I'll leave.
All right. So anyway, like I said, I live in the country. I have a long driveway. It's not worth my time to de-ice the whole thing. So I just don't bother doing any of it.
I think the therapeutic sound of the ice getting cracked as the salt is like peppering it, that like makes me feel good. It makes me feel warm because the ice,
on ice makes me feel good.
Well, that too. I'm gonna
see. I feel like the times that I've done it, I still fall.
Well, it's because you're clumsy.
Maybe you're not doing it right.
That's also true. That part is also true.
Because you're walking outside without shoes, probably.
Well, I mean, I have sandals on, but I don't. It's just it just doesn't feel like it's. If I had a shorter driveway or like, you know, had like the, you know, the thing that you walk behind and it spreads it for you, that would make sense. But like, I don't have that, so I'm just not going to waste my time doing that. Let's move into our other segment, Everyday Madden Ratings. Again, keeping this kind of winter slash holiday theme. Does anybody have one they want to start with?
Zach was already talking snow shoveling earlier with the sinkers and floaters. I think we need to come back to that because I know we've done shoveling and snow clearing in the past. Probably a year ago. I think after this latest round that just took place, I think we need to update our ratings, boys. What do you guys want to do with snow shoveling?
I've gone down.
I'm like an 85, probably.
I was gonna say Zach's probably. You're like the young prospect. Just got your first.
Well, I've also just
Zach's
got
like
a
the hotshot rookie. Oh well, see, a hotshot rookie with a 98 mile an hour fastball.
Now. Yeah, exactly.
So we got like, you know,
some steroids.
Like, first time.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
He's juiced up. He's juiced up for sure. All right. So like for me, it took me like, I don't know, 5-6 years of home ownership before I I lived in a place that I owned before, but I was part of the living arrangement was the snow was cleared. So I've owned a home for a long time, but only had to shovel my own for about 5 or 6 years. Last year was the first year I got a snowblower. So this year, though, of course, I told you my snowblower didn't fire up last night for the latest round of snow, our first round of snow we got. My shoveling skills, though, have not diminished at all, boys. It was the driveway was done, the sidewalks were done, the stair steps were done. We'll say 20 minutes tops. And it was, you know, a good workout. Got a couple I got a full podcast and a couple songs in. So I'm gonna say. I'm right there with Zach, probably 85. Although I'm the grizzled veteran, not the young hotshot prospect.
Mine is not good. Like I said, I have a long driveway. We get drifts really bad, and I just don't want to shovel the whole thing. So I would literally measure out how wide my car is and how wide I have to make the hole through the drift, and I will literally just shovel that out.
Got to plow that thing.
Just don't really have that option, right? I drive a 2005 Pontiac, so it's just not really an option. I'm gonna go.
Out, sure,
I'm like a 66. I'll give myself. The time. I'm lazy.
Mine is. How are you guys on taking down the Christmas decorations? Because I'm in the spot for the first time. Got to take the tree down, got to take all the decorations down, got to take the outside lights down. And that doesn't sound as fun as putting them up.
Yeah,
totally agree. I'm going to say mine is probably going to be about a 72. But this year, I'm trying to buy a little bit of extra time to do it because, you know, the year sucked. This is at least like something nice to look at. It's sparkly. We didn't get much snow before Christmas, if any, so it's not like we got to see all of our lights with the glistening snow and all that. So I say let's keep them up a little bit, let's enjoy them, buy out your rating a little bit there. So I'm gonna say it's 72 though.
Okay, so I can really only go off this, like, we've discussed this many times, we don't put many Christmas decorations up. We literally have a tree and a couple other things. I don't do outside lights, anything like that.
Me is the Grinch.
Yeah,
total.
You're not wrong. But I go back to, if anyone knows my parents, my mother is a Christmas freak. Like, she has probably at least two or three Christmas trees up. She has a whole house decorated. I mean, literally everywhere.
Does she have the Christmas villages? Like those little decorated villages?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Those are awesome.
But we would always have to, and I think of this in the sense, we always have to go up into the attic, get the boxes, and bring them down. That's not that bad. I can live with that. It's packing the boxes up and taking them up two flights of stairs to the freezing attic, walking those things up the stairs. I loathe it. And I think that might be a little bit of the reason why I don't do Christmas decorations, because I had to do so much of it when I was younger. But that's more of a deeper conversation.
That's for your therapist, Boomy.
Yeah, exactly. You guys kind of are my therapist. but I'm going to go,
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It explains a lot of things, to be honest with you. I'm going to go like a 70. I'll go 70 just because I'm willing to help. I don't like it. And it's a lot of work.
I'm at a 50 right now because I don't know. I'll have to get back to it. But as of right now, I'm right in the middle.
Yeah. You'll have to report back, Zach. Like I said, we keep it pretty minimal. It's maybe 3 trips back down to the basement to put our stuff away if we keep it well. My last Madden rating for us is scraping your frozen car windows. How efficient, how well do you guys scrape those car windows? And like we're talking like all night. You didn't turn it on. You didn't preheat it. You're just going out there to a frozen windshield.
I have a garage. But if it was outside, very good. I don't like not being able to see out my windows. It freaks me out.
I agree completely, completely. I get every flake of snow and ice that I can off my windows.
I feel like Boomy's the guy that has like the little spot on his
Boomy's using his windshield.
And it's like, dude, how do you see anything right now?
He's got 2 eyeballs scraped out with his credit card, and that's it.
Oh my god, you guys know me way too well. I'm like a 32 at this, because I will literally scrape the right side just in my line of sight. I'll scrape like a 6x6 inch thing.
Oh my god.
And I have used the credit card.
That guy sucks.
Mid to high 90s.
I have used the credit card thing way more than I care to admit, because a lot of times I just misplace that scrape.
I feel it's
especially
a
early in the year.
Responsibility to the rest of the world so that they know you can still see where you're at.
See, my thing is, when I drive to work, my first half of the drive, I can take back roads and there's never anyone on them, so.
Oh, so that's okay. That's okay. So I don't even see out my windows if there's nobody around.
Is Boomer the kind of guy that doesn't return his shopping cart to the little corral?
Oh, no, now you're taking it too far. I get visibly upset when I see people that don't do that.
Yeah. I'm a 95 on this. I'm a 95.
Yeah, that's what I said. Mid to high 90s for myself.
I'm finding out through all these things that we're talking about today, over-unders and, everyday Madden ratings. Winter is just not my time to thrive. Yeah. Because, like I said, I'm in the 33 maybe.
It's Boomy summer.
Yeah, I'm definitely more of a warm weather guy.
You're a warm weather guy, and then when it gets cold, you're like, I'm not going to take care of this.
Yeah, it's not my problem.
Yeah, it's like I'm just going to drive with no visibility, and I'm probably gonna slip on the way to my vehicle.
Yeah, sometimes you just take more risk when you care. On a side note of that, I'm pretty sure the heat in my car went out today. I don't have heat in my car right now, so.
Not only do you not clean the ice off, your defroster won't take care of any ice.
But now I'm going to have to scrape the windows because they're just going to keep getting, like, refrozen from the cold air that blows out of them. It's been a good run, Pontiac. We might have to be switching here. Let's finish it up. As we said, it is New Year's. 2020 is almost over. So let's go around the room. And I'm sure everybody's got a couple New Year's resolutions. It could be whatever you guys got in mind.
Well, I'll go first. Me and Boomy are going to start this on the 15th. And it's a month. It's 100 miles in 4 weeks.
Yep. 100 miles.
I don't know if I can do it. It's just any type of cardio, bike, elliptical, treadmill. But I don't know if I can do it. But it would be a good way to start off 2021.
That's a good one. I We saw that at the gym. Zach, hats off to Zach. He's been going to the gym with me about the last 3 weeks. I think, yeah, almost exactly 3 weeks here soon. He's sore than he's ever been, I think. But, you know, we're going to stick to it. And like you said, we're going to do 100 miles of cardio in 4 weeks, hopefully. So that I'm definitely with you on that. But I know, Matt, this is my time to shine because I get to flex and be that guy. I did 500 miles this year of cardio. My goal this year is 1,000. I got a new bicycle, so I'm going to try and use that more. I also did 130 lifts. I'm trying to get to 175 this year. So we'll have to kick that into gear. And I don't know, maybe get down to like 230. I'm probably like 245, 248 right now. So get down to 230, I'll say. Those are my fitness goals.
I do have one that's fitness related, and it's not going to be the smartest one. I actually have made a commitment to, and it's going to be probably stupid in some people's eyes, but I'm going to say screw it. I'm buying a Peloton.
Oh, breaking news.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm going to be that guy. I'm going to get in the spin class game. I'm going to, I've actually got a little bit of a structure in my schedule worked out with Maggie and my work from home schedule that where I've got like the dedicated time every day to be able to do it. The nice thing is we don't have to worry about obviously any COVID issues. You don't have to worry about gym memberships. You just have like obviously the monthly membership there.
Yep.
Interesting thing I didn't realize is it gives you a lot of other classes, a lot of other features and stuff that you get to access to as well, just outside of the biking. So I'm going to do that, and we'll check back in. Maybe we'll set a benchmark or see where I'm at in, you know, first quarter of the year.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Another one is this one's a little more personal for me, and it's just always like this pandemic has been very difficult, like just from a family personal standpoint. And I like truly am just generally trying to be a better dad than I, you know, like each and every day. Like that's one thing that I'm trying to literally be conscious of. I probably snap at him too much. I probably am harder on a 2-year-old or 3-year-old, you know, about to be a 3-year-old than I should be because got to realize the kid's that young. You know, this whole pandemic is as hard as on him. So,
well, it's easy to get a little snappy when he's getting himself stuck in furniture.
Kid's a maniac, dude. That kid's a maniac. Check out my Instagram if you want to see a funny picture of what my kid's up to. But yeah, it's just like genuinely like just trying to be a little bit better dad every day is kind of one of my goals.
Love it.
Last one for me is I want to get a new hobby in some capacity. I don't know what it is. I don't know what, you know, whether it's, you know, working on something, you know, building something, working on some project, whatever it may be. I got a couple in the basement in mind that I have no clue how to do myself that I'm going to need some help with either my dad, my father-in-law, somebody like that. But I want to get some hobby, some skill, something that I'm able to actually use in the future.
Those are three really good ones. Maddie thought this out. Tonight. Zach, you got any more? I know you got some.
I want a putting green in my basement.
Love that one. Fucking love that one.
I kind of like that too. I kind of want to get a bike in my basement or something like that just to have. Like, I go to the gym or whatever, but just like whenever you're just kind of bored or whatever, just go down and do that.
Peloton. I'll tell you who the hottest trainers are too, which there you go. I want to take part of.
Oh, you mentioned hot trainers, and Zach's like, all right, what's the website?
Peloton.
Exactly. Zach, I think something we can both, we're both uncles, I think spending more time, obviously, like Matt said, you know, spending more time with our, you know, nieces and nephews and stuff like that. I think that goes without saying. Mine are kind of similar, Matt, and I've put this on my Twitter and stuff. Like, new hobby I've picked up is working on and restoring, you know, football helmets. So it's something I want to continue to do because I've just kind of dipped my toes into it. But it's been a fun little hobby so far. Working on my first big project, so kind of continue that. On the other hand, I've got a couple, not silly, but I want to gamble more money because I only gamble like more than $20 a game, so I'm going to start doing
this,
that. I'm
get behind
$490 this year, betting like $5-$10 a game. So I'm pretty happy about that. So my, in my dumb brain, though, I'm like, if I bet,
it'll
let's say
$10
a game,
let me tell you, it'll get much.
And I'm up $490. Yep. And but if I would have bet $20 a game, I'd be up almost $1,000. So I'm definitely going to lose my this year.
It always works
but,
out that way, Trumi.
Exactly.
Boomy, it like I don't think that's a good idea.
It always works, dude. Don't worry, man. Don't worry. Zach and I are like that.
You guys are
betting more money. Betting more money is always the better idea.
Pump it, chase.
That's the problem.
Yep. And
money, more problem.
And I think like we can all agree to this, like kind of taking those things we learned about like ourselves and, you know, our family and friends, like from being quarantined, like we actually like learn things about ourselves. Now we can have an opportunity, hopefully here in the future, to put those into practice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's kind of, it's a weird thing to like materialize, but like, you're like, oh, I appreciate this more. We all say this, like, oh, it gave me time to, you know, do this or do that, or, you know, appreciate this. And, you know, look at the world from this, but like now, hopefully in a few months when, you know, things start to roll back, like we can actually put those into practice instead of just saying, hey, I learned this about myself. Hey, I learned this about my friends. Like, I think that'll be an interesting way to go about in 2021, at least like, you know, to see if we, you know, put our money where our mouth is a little bit. And my last one is to not jokingly snap at Zach on podcasts.
Oh, good one.
Well, you failed miserably to end the year.
Well, that's why I had to get it out now.
Starting now.
And I will try not to troll you too as much on Twitter, but I can't make any promises.
Well, once a troll, always a troll.
Yeah, what is a tiger can't change its stripes?
Can you dye your hair like green and then just spike it up? And
how about like platinum blonde?
You won.
No, you absolutely... he wants you to look like a troll doll.
I mean, but there's some troll dolls that have like the yellow hair.
Picking up on that, thank you. I appreciate.
I didn't know what the hell you were talking about. I hand to God. What are you talking about?
He's trying to go Ric Flair, but yeah, I just want you to be a little troll doll.
I probably should at some point in this calendar year get a haircut because I didn't get a single one in 2020.
So, I have another one. I need somebody out there to tell me that they have a Nintendo 64 that they want to sell me. I will pay you a decent amount of money. Just tell me you've got a Nintendo 64 that works. Anybody in our listener audience, I will Venmo you the money. I will give you a FedEx label to send it to me. All of it.
I love the little self-promotion there. Good job. I also want to see how many TVs I can
get. My company's FedEx account. Let's not kid ourselves.
That's great. Zach, I'm going to see – my goal for this year is to see how many TVs we can fit on that wall in your basement.
I got one for you. I got an extra
Zach
one.
Zach has had this house for 6 months now. And how many TVs are you up to now?
It's like six.
It's like – that a boy.
Yeah. See, in 12 months, we'll be up to 18.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Let's do it.
I love it. Boys, that's about all we got for episode 90. Do you got anything else?
Well, it's 91.
It's 91. And frankly,
you've done that at the end of like the last two shows.
Yeah.
You, Boomy, and I know you're such a Dennis Rodman hardo. There's another 91 that you left off that is very, very, very good. And I can't let this show go without mention. And that's Tommy Harris. Former.
Well, I do like Tommy Harris.
One of the most dominant defensive linemen for, unfortunately, the short run when injuries got a hold of him. But that guy was an absolute game wrecker in the middle of the Bears defense for that Super Bowl team. As much as everyone,
he was a big, big boy, right?
As much, yeah, he was a defensive tackle, went to Oklahoma, big time pass rusher, perfect Lovie Smith cover two defensive tackle kind of guy in that defense that Lovie likes to run. So shout out Tommy Harris, definitely one of my favorite Bears of all time.
I'll be honest. I usually Google Chicago athletes who wore certain numbers when I don't know, you know, the athlete that wore that number.
Totally get
so
it.
So I didn't bother doing that. So Tommy did not even pop up. Is he the one that got in some legal trouble after he left the NFL, or was that another defensive lineman for the Bears?
Well, Alonzo Spellman had a real, like, a lot of problems.
Wasn't there a guy on that Super Bowl team from 05, though, that...
Oh, Tank Williams.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
He had a bunch of literal guns, like, basically had a Tank, or Tank Johnson, excuse me. Had a bunch of them in his house. Got big weapons charged the year following the Super Bowl. Tommy Harris, I think, had... he had, like, some alcohol issues, I think, at one point, but then got that straightened out. And I believe, I'm pretty sure he lost his, like, wife and kid, like, in a really bad accident. It really, like, wrecked him for a long time. I think he's been able to, like, kind of come back from that, and it's been, like, kind of an inspirational type speaker since then.
That's awesome.
Kind of overcoming all those things. So, he's like, Tommy Harris, he's a pretty interesting dude. Seems like he's a really good guy was a phenomenal player.
Well, before we get going, I want to give a quick thank you to anyone and everyone who has listened to the podcast, watched a YouTube video, shared a post, liked a tweet in 2020. We know it wasn't the easiest year for everybody, but all of the support means more than we can ever say. It's just, you know, we're just three guys talking sports and other nonsense. So thank you for all of the support you gave us in 2020. We'll be back in 2021. Obviously, we're going to have some new merch hopefully here soon. Maybe getting able to do some traveling this year, some more videos. So thank you to everyone who's, like I said, sent us a message, even talked to us, you know, out in the streets, said, hey, I saw your podcast, or I listened to this, I like this. It means more than people will ever know. So thank you to all of those that have supported us. We're coming up on 3 years now, which is wild to say, Zach. Feels like we started this thing like a month ago. But coming up on 3 years. So again, like I said, thank you to everybody. That was episode 91. Make sure you follow the Twitter main page at @typical_Chicago. You can follow me at @BoomyTCF. Of course, Zach at @ZLiliaTCF and Matt at @Schools_01. Facebook, Instagram, head on over there. Type in Typical Chicago Fans. Give those pages a like and a follow. YouTube. All of our content in video form. Make sure you subscribe there. Subscribe, rate, review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, wherever you find us, we're there. Thank you to our sponsor, 26shirts.com Chicago. Head over to their website. Use promo code Typical Chicago Fans for 15% off your order for some great Chicago merch, like the shirt I got right back here, hats, hoodies, flags, whatever you need. Typical Chicago Fans is the promo code at 26shirts.com/Chicago. Thank you to them. We love 26 shirts. Boys, that was episode 91. Thank you for joining us. Have a great new year. We love you all.
Peace.